Obviously, there are trials specifically looking at enriched populations, but right now in a non-protocol setting, let's say in the adjuvant setting, do you think it's rational to discuss with a patient using erlotinib who's a never smoker or a known mutation?
I would not recommend that. I think there are some very good clinical trials that are in progress. They're widely available to physicians, even in the community setting, and I would strongly encourage them to participate in those clinical trials. We need an answer, and we want to know which patients should we give these expensive drugs to, drugs that have toxicity profiles that may be different from the toxicity profile of chemotherapy, but are still toxicity profiles that are intolerable to many patients. The current therapeutic goal, as you know, is what we call personalized medicine, trying to identify the subset of patients who are the most likely to benefit from therapies and to treat them in a more specific way. And I think that rather than giving medicines empirically to all patients, knowing that we're benefiting some, knowing that we're not only not benefiting others, but actually may harm others, that we really need to vigorously push in that direction. So I discourage everyone from just routinely giving an EGFR-targeted agent in the adjuvant setting to a never smoker without having the opportunity to objectively assess response, or more importantly, something that I've seen being done in the community rather widely, is after giving first-line chemotherapy to a patient with advanced stage 3B or 4 lung cancer, after completing 4 cycles, maybe 5 or 6 cycles of treatment, rather than coasting until there's evidence of disease progression, many physicians are simply giving erlotinib as maintenance therapy. There's no evidence to support that whatsoever, and I would discourage them from doing that. I would say wait until there's evidence of disease progression, and then make a decision at that point of what is in your patient's best interest.